In spiritual terms, you know, everything we do is warfare. If we get to work on time, that's warfare. If we do a good day's work and we don't try to dodge issues or badmouth the boss, that's warfare. If we love our husband or wife, that's warfare. If we turn the other cheek, that's warfare. If we obey the governing authorities, that's warfare. If we love one another, it's warfare. If we honour and esteem each other, oh boy, that's warfare. If we submit to one another, that's warfare. If we honour all men, that's warfare. We're caught up in a cosmic battle with God on the one hand and the devil on the other, and there isn't a contest. Satan's a created being. But when he took the title deed of the earth from Adam, he set about distorting God's created order. He turned it upside down. And though Jesus has won back the title deed, the effects of the fall still reverberate throughout the earth, causing relational chaos. One of the major things that occur when we are born again is that we get a completely new value system. Some of us, unfortunately, are still living in the old. It's not deliberate, we just aren't aware there's a new set available. And the old value system looks something like this. Privacy, material success, convenience, and comfort. The new value system looks like this. Openness, sacrifice, love, discomfort. Our journey then is from the need for self-protection, privacy, material sufficiency, and convenience to vulnerability, openness, sacrifice, and loss that others may profit. The kingdom is upside down. Jesus put others before himself. So following him, we die to live, give to receive, and lose to gain. We covered it in the last series. It's the royal law of love. The way up is down. So my question today for you is, how's it working out for you?